Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today I am joined by Sydney Ho from Helper Saturday Vibes. We're talking about their upcoming September 13th event. Sydney, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it's crazy to think we're in that final stretch of Helper Vibes. Two more events left to go. It feels like the summer has just really flown by.
You're telling me these two events can and can't come fast enough.
bittersweet feeling. Now, on one hand, you're going to have a little more free time. On the other hand, it's always sad to see Vibes come to a close. But you guys have two very exciting events to close out the season. We're kicking things off again on September 13th. You're hosting your energy event. And I can't think of a better theme for Carbon County, for the Castle Country in general. We're a very energy-centric area. I mean, you got the power plants, the coal mines, potential nuclear over in Emery County. So it's a very energy-centric event, and it's a very good theme for it.
That's very true. We definitely appreciate the energy workers in our area and wanted to make sure that with us having many new themes this year that we did something to recognize them.
And I've really enjoyed having a theme each week. You know, it really makes each vibe feel special in its own right. You're not just having anything generic. Every vibe kind of feels like its own special event. I think that has done a lot for people wanting to attend it. And again, another big reason for good attendance is the music. And you guys have another killer slate. Starts off at 5 p.m. with Supper Time, a nice little experimental fusion band you have going on.
Yeah, Supper Time is actually our regular sound guy Sam's band, and we are very excited to have him on the stage. A little bit more nervous about what happens behind the sound booth because it'll be a little bit of a different week for us, but we know Sam's going to kill it up there.
You know, it's nice to have a sound guy who knows what he's doing on and off the stage, gets it from both perspectives. That's very beneficial. And then you have something that I know a lot of Utah people are going to be excited about because of the name Osmond. You got the G-Mob coming to town, the Gina Osmond Band. And, you know, you hear the name Osmond in Utah, people lose their minds. They love Daddy Marie and the rest of the family.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with an Osmond band in Utah, that's for sure.
It's always a good draw to it. So Supper Time takes the stage at 5 p.m. Then the Gina Osmond band takes over at 8 p.m. and rocks until 10:30 mm-hmm. that night. Now, let's look at the vendors again, as always. It's been a great slate this year. So many different good food trucks I have there. I mean, El Sartan, we talk about it a lot, but it's because it's too good. It's so good. Every time you go there, there's a line of at least 10 people there all waiting for that delicious food.
El Sartan is definitely a crowd favorite, and they will be back this weekend. We have a barbecue stand coming this weekend, Hunt's Texas Barbecue, that's new for Vibes, and Wicked Kitchen Creations is bringing back their pancakes that we all love.
Well, those many pancakes are a big hit as well. One of those things where you don't necessarily expect it to be as good as it is. You look at many pancakes, you think it's going to be a gimmick, but then you actually try it and you understand the hype in that moment. And it's always good when it lives up to those expectations. Now, of course, along with that food, you always have your specialty margarita, something I know people love to come and experience. What is on the menu for this week?
Yeah, this week we've got a hibiscus spritz margarita coming your way. It's a little bit lighter, a little bit fresher. It'll have a hibiscus flower on top with our house-made margarita mix, Sprite or club soda, and lime.
I'm a big fan of garnishes and a full hibiscus flower. That's one you don't normally see, but I'm all for it. That sounds like it's going to be not only tasting good, but looking good as well. Now, of course, kids' activities, always a big hit. Those bouncy houses, so fun. You see kids going in and out throughout the day. Just so much fun to be had in the kids' corner.
Yeah, this week it's going to be energy themed, so keep an eye out.
Now, of course, we got to put in a big plug for all the social medias that you guys have. Helper Vibes, you guys do a great job promoting yourself across all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, like we learned last time. It's just so much fun that you guys are having there, and it's always good to have that connection across all those social media platforms, increasing that attendance.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find us at Helper Vibes Utah on all the platforms that you use. And yeah, make sure to follow us for recaps and to find out what the specialties are and all those good things week of.
Now, Sydney, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just a huge thank you to our sponsors, as always. I Got Poop. They're a fun one. USU Easter, The Helper Project. We really couldn't do it without our sponsors.
Yeah. It's a full community affair for a fantastic community event. Cindy, always a pleasure. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Cindy Ho with Helper Saturday Vibes. We're talking about this Saturday, September 13th, Helper Vibes event. Going to be celebrating energy across the Castle Country in one you're not going to want to miss. Kicks off at 5:30 on Helper's historic Main Street and parties all night long. And for more Castle Country focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.